Silas hooked an arm around the dorsal fin of the dolphin nearest to him, and allowed the dolphin to pull him through the water at a speed far faster than he could have ever achieved on his own. In a matter of moments, the dolphins had escorted them back to the boat. And now Silas was faced with a dilemma of getting the woman on the loading deck by himself.
"Any chance you can stay with her while I climb up?" Silas asked the dolphins, knowing he was being foolish.
The dolphins couldn't actually understand what he was saying. But remarkably, they somehow did seem to understand what he wanted. They circled the life ring and helped to keep the woman afloat. Silas didn't want to think too hard about what was happening. He hoisted himself up the ladder, then leaned over the side and reached his hands out. He was surprised, once again, when the dolphins pushed the woman forward. When she was close enough, he scooped her up and pulled her on board, laying her flat on the deck. Turning, Silas eyed the pod.
"Thank you,"
he said, offering them a quick salute, before turning to tend to the woman in front of him. He'd lived on the sea long enough to know there wasn't always an explanation for the way animals behaved, and in this instance, he could only be grateful for their assistance. Silas checked the woman's breathing, then got up and raced across the deck to grab the first aid kit. When he returned, he dropped to his knees beside her and winced as he studied the soft flesh at her waist where the steel cable had sliced into her. Her wounds looked fierce, and he feared for her life.
"My name is Silas," he began, going through the first responder drill. "I'm here to help. Can I touch you?"
The woman opened eyes the color of the sea at dawn and nodded to him.
"I'm going to bandage your waist, and then we're going to get you to the doctor. Do you understand?"
"I do."
The words, but a whisper, sent a shiver over his skin. Working quickly, Silas did the best he could to bandage her and stop the bleeding. He had to lift her up to wind the bandages all the way around her waist, and Silas couldn't help but think how good she felt in his arms. Now wasn't exactly the time to be having amorous thoughts, but it was almost impossible not to see how beautiful the curves of her body were. Steering his thoughts away from such matters, Silas finished bandaging her.
"I'm going to lift you up and carry you out of the sun. I'll need to drive to get you back to shore, and I want to make sure you're safe."
"Thank you."
"Of course. Just save your energy. We'll talk more about how this happened later."
Silas neatly picked the woman up, again marveling at how she felt in his arms, and brought her into the shade, then wrapped her in several blankets and gave her some water. When he was finally certain she was as stable as could be, he dropped to his knees by her side once more and leveled a look at her.
"Do you like dogs?"
A faint smile creased her pretty face.
"I love dogs."
"Splash is going to keep you company while I get us home."
Silas opened the hatch and whistled for Splash, who bounded up the ladder and onto the deck. The dog's head whipped up, as if catching a scent, and he immediately raced to the woman's side. Jumping up, Splash curled next to her without waiting for Silas's command. The woman's arm reached out to wrap around the dog's furry body.
"Good dog."
With a million questions unanswered, Silas set his course for shore. The most important one being, how had the woman ended up in a net this far from shore? And why hadn't she drowned when she was held underwater for so long?